Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A work in progress with a little farm city push. That's how Butler County Extension agent Greg Drake characterizes the process with that community's Ag Expo Center. The county's just recently been approved for a grant from County Phase 1 Tobacco Settlement Funds from the State Ag Development Board.
We found a way to work together so that both groups kind of had what they wanted and nobody's had the burden of doing it all themselves.
Their Ag Expo Center began about 4 years ago and is a real community asset.
And we realized that we had been having our people go out of our county for a lot of events because we didn't have any place to do any kind of big agriculture events or any kind of big outside-oriented events anyway. So we've used the building for a lot of things that actually bring people into our county instead of our people going somewhere else.
He says the project truly is a work in progress, generating tremendous community pride.
We started with a 75 by 100 foot steel building that has just a rock floor, very rough space. And then the next phase of our program, we built a 60 foot by 100 foot finished community space that's used for training, and we call that the community room, but a lot of agriculture trainings go on in there. It has tables and chairs and air conditioning.
In a minute, the next phase of their project. We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living, it is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Butler County Extension agent Greg Drake explains the latest Ag Development grant amounted to $6,700 for the Expo project and a separate grant to the local Stockman's Group, part of the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association.
This last $2,000 that the Stockman's Association got has just gone to kind of finish up our livestock handling system. You know, it takes a lot of gates and corral panels to have a livestock sale and do it safely, and that's what we've done, and we can handle the cattle and keep everybody safe.
And another addition planned for their expo this summer is the result of an event held around last July 4th when temperatures hit 100 degrees outside and in.
So we're putting in a great big fan and electrical service to try to be able to make sure that people and the animals are more comfortable while they're inside that building.
An Ag Development update there on Morgantown and Butler County. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.